The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have heard Minister Peter Burke on News Talk Breakfast this morning talking about the supports that are going to be offered by Enterprise Ireland to businesses in this country who have been adversely impacted by US tariffs. I should say who have been more adversely impacted by others. I think we'll all be adversely impacted one way or another. Danny McCoy is with me, the CEO of IBEC. Danny, do you welcome this intervention?
Yeah, I think it's a really good intervention, Kieran. I mean, it's a very logical one, but the core objectives, I think, make sense anyhow. But it's obviously more important in light of the US tariffs that we concentrate on the exporting businesses, getting market access, make sure Ireland's international engagement is deepened as well. You know, we've a lot of pressure on us right now for lots of reasons. You know, there's no country, I think, on earth has benefited from globalization and the last generation. And so we're seeing a real threat to globalization now. So it's an important action plan.
And when we talk about new markets, this new markets validation grant, who are those new markets in your mind? Where's the low hanging fruit, or is there any?
Well, I think, look, it's going to be quite difficult, but, you know, one of the things, obviously, Asian markets is where a lot of the growth of the world is coming from, even in the last 20 years. But the continent of Africa is also a really untapped potential, given the time zones that are very comparable to ours, etc. So we've been very focused, obviously, being Europeans, on the European market, UK and the US, English-speaking, you know, British Dominion type areas. But, you know, markets where we've actually got goodwill, particularly in Africa, we would have had, you know, from our missionary history as well, there's quite a fair bit of goodwill still in the world towards Ireland. And it's important that we ensure that we tap into those markets. It's going to be difficult, but I think this is the first action plan that I think has become critical now that the US is less, you know, less trustworthy is probably the best way to describe it.
The nature of these tariffs, as I said at the outset, is that we'll all be adversely affected. It's not just some companies who will be. The challenge, I guess, from a kind of policymaker's point of view, or from the people administering this grant system, is recognizing who's deserving of the grants. I mean, arguably any single business in Ireland could say, you know, I've been impacted by them. Any exporter.
That's true, but I think what we've observed in these kind of schemes in the past, there's always been a displacement effect, a kind of a dead weight loss of these, that people who would be making those market access events anyhow wouldn't need government support. But I think on an occasion like this, where we're actively trying to redirect our diversification from our traditional markets, I think it makes sense that it'll be clear to see those who are entering into new regions trying to find new market access. I think it'll be more obvious than some of the schemes around, even around COVID or Brexit. I think this will be more obvious as to who's impacted in the short term and who's actually actively trying to diversify.
To what extent will it realign the nature of these companies and the products or the services that they offer? And what I mean by that is, you know, to what extent do you imagine businesses, and I know it'll be different for different businesses, but to what extent can they just pivot from the US market to another market? Or is it about recognizing kind of the skills that exist and actually reimagining their offering for those new markets?
I think, well, first of all, to say, look, tariffs are short-term really difficult because you weren't expecting this. You have supply chains that have been dependent on, you know, selling whiskey into the United States or whatever. Consumers get a taste for your product or rely upon your manufacturing piece. In order for you to be a trusted trader, it takes a fair bit of time. We're now going into new markets. It's going to take time to do that. So pivoting requires time. And I think that what this scheme is, the government is basically saying, look, we're going to be supportive of businesses that try to find new market access, find new strategic engagement and partnerships in other regions. So it's really the government acknowledging that they need to do something. It won't be all encompassing. Some companies will still trade with the United States. They may actually be passing on the tariffs, and the people who will pay the tariffs will be the United States citizens. So this is not going to be everybody pivoting to new markets, but those who need to, I think the government has put up a flag today that they'll be supportive. And some of those things, you know, we've been looking for a very long time. Export trade insurance. We've got a pathological fear of that going back more than a generation ago with the beef tribunals and so on. But other societies, other governments provide that export trade credit insurance for their business taking risks. We've turned our face against that through many crises. This should have been in place quite some time ago. It's good to see the government is acknowledging that again, that they're going to, albeit look at a study on this, but I think that type of thing is a mature society that, you know, we made mistakes in the past, doesn't mean we got to repeat them in the future.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.